there for 2 years as a ward aide, and then I started work, started as a student.
What led you apply for a job here?
I had children that were at school all day, and my husband travelled for business, and I was just at home, and I thought, oh, well, I've got to do something. Mm. When I applied for the job, the opportunity for training was there, and I think when I was younger, I would have liked to have been a nurse, but it was in the days where you had to leave home, and my parents really didn't want me to leave home and go away, and so I guess I did it when I got, you know, able to make my own choices. My husband worked at Boyer, and we lived up here for 20-odd years, I think.
Your first day
here? My first day?
Yes.
Oh, certainly. Oh dear. I got a phone call to say that I had the job to go and get my uniform and present myself at your ward at 7:30 in the morning. And I had no idea where to get a uniform. I had no idea where your ward was. And I had a friend, luckily, who worked in the hospital, and she showed me the day before where to turn up. And I turned up at Elwood, and staff were all there, obviously, for the handover. I walked in, I introduced myself. There was no sort of induction or orientation. Introduced myself. This child came along, promptly had a seizure at my feet. I had never seen anything like that before. And then, anyway, the handover was done, and breakfast and whatever, bathing. And I went up to the bathroom, and I had never seen children, well, I presumed Elwood was a childhood, but I'd never seen children with fully developed bodies, fully, you know, like adult bodies. And I handed this girl a face washer to wash her face, and she rose up out of the bath and promptly tried to strangle me. And I thought, oh my God, what have I done? And anyway, I learned that you didn't do that sort of thing. And they were going out on a trip that day, and they said, oh, because I was new, I'd stay on the ward, and they did this, this, and this. There were two or three people left on the ward, and I'd look after them, and they did the laundry and all this sort of stuff, and I'm washing away all this soiled linen and stuff like that, and feeling quite ill. I'll never stick this. And they come back and said, oh, we don't wash that, it goes to the laundry. It was an experience and a half. But I survived it. I actually came here for just 3 months to get enough money for a holiday, and I've had many holidays, and I've been here for 20 years.
How does it feel to sort of be part of the shrinking hospital?
It's strange, because one part of you is sad that the hospital is no longer going to be the same, but the other part is exciting because a lot of things, there's a lot of possibilities that can happen, a lot of things can be developed in the community. And, you know, that can be, this is the message we try and get across to the patients, that it can be quite exciting for them to move on and be part of choosing their accommodation or what they want to have in where they're going to live, what services they want to be provided for them and things like that. Because in the past, choices weren't really there, it was done. So I think the other part is exciting. I guess there's apprehensions all round, but we have lots of meetings and talks with people to find out what they want and where they want to go. And as much as possible, we'll try and get people to remain in a close proximity to the friends that they've got.
Yes. It's been
planned over a 18-month to 2 year period. So we're well into it now, but there's a lot of hard work gone on, and I guess there's a lot more to continue there.